Welcome to Hippies That's It, where we share our experience as first-generation Haitian Americans through our different perspectives on our culture while creating a safe space. I be Lisa Fania.
I'm Soraya, and I have a huge smile on my face because we finally get to record with our cousins in person. This is amazing.
Why are you whispering and like...
Because I don't want to get too loud. That's my joy voice.
Little mouth.
It's my joy voice. We have guests. Would y'all like to go around the table and introduce yourselves?
Sure, it's Keisha.
Keisha's a first timer.
After 3 years.
I don't know how she managed to do that.
Julian's here.
Juju on the beat.
Juju on the beat.
Fabrice.
Fabibi.
Fabibi. Fabibi. Fabibi.
And Stefani.
Stefani. Stefani. Stefani.
Hey, Sagittarius, let's do this.
Hey.
And so, Sakase.
Sakase. Guys, we are on the last hour of our beach vacation trip, which has been such a beautiful time. I can't even with you guys. Like, I'm excited for the next one. Like, that's where I'm at. What about you, Keisha? Ça passé?
Yeah. Sucks to be... It's over, you know. From the days that I was here, it was very, very enjoyable. And I enjoyed spending time with my family. It's missed out on because of this COVID stuff. But, you know, I hope soon. I'm looking forward to the next one. That should be very soon because we should do this very often.
It's a good week. Excited for the ski trip.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for. You already got a plan, y'all. Stay tuned for the ski trip podcast.
We're doing all the places. We were in the woods, on the beach, in the mountains.
Now we're going to go out of country next time.
Yes. Happy week. Talk about it.
Yeah. I'm relaxed.
That's great.
I enjoyed this weekend. You know, I had a stressful month or basically year. So it was nice to be able to wind down, spend time with the fam.
Glad you made your feature.
Good vibes. Good vibes.
Cameos.
Good vibes. Mm-hmm.
So we call, because we had cousins coming in and out, we call them, oh, cameos. Who's coming on this episode? Steph, you kind of said sacrifice. What's sacrifice?
This week was great. It was it was much needed. These views are amazing every morning. Waking up to the beach was great.
It was.
Yeah, something I needed in my life.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So, this week in Kunzi Mundi.
Yes,
I'm so sorry. Because you start by asking me.
When there's guests,
I'm on a new. Lisa. I'm so sorry. Lisa was my roommate this whole time, yeah.
Damn.
I
did
this. 20s. I know, I'm still present. We're still here. I know you guys are thinking of like the next one, but we're here right now looking at this beautiful view of these ocean waves. And it was such a wonderful week. It was something that I personally needed, like all of you guys. And I think the really cool thing about COVID, though we've explained in the past, is that we really, really are not out actively doing the cousin trips. I think they were like sparsely, like, oh, we're going to New York. Let's all go to New York. Or, oh, we're going to DC. Let's see if everybody can get it. Now we're being really active and mindful of like how we want to plan these trips. And COVID did that with the first one. And I think it's just going to accelerate and get just better and better. The more to come.
Our budgets get better and better. You know,
okay.
We all get all of our
blessings.
We can afford, you know, bigger houses and shit and more bathrooms and.
Say it.
Okay, first of all, you were not on the first trip where
I wasn't.
Where we only had, well, the same amount of bathrooms.
Three,
actually.
It wasn't that bad.
We
though.
Had one in the basement, one on the main
It was
floor,
a main floor people that had a problem because Vladimir and I were downstairs. You, Christy, and Soraya were upstairs.
I mean, we had a
and it was like four people on the main floor.
Like, I could pee. I never had to not pee
outside
for a while. Yeah.
You just had to coordinate the shit, so that's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are the people talking about this
oh,
week?
I don't know. I was on vacation.
Right?
Besides what's going on in like Palestine and
Israel,
that's the only thing that I've really been up to date on. Other than that,
there was a state of emergency.
Oh, true.
Oh, about what?
The gas. So we all had to go get gas. And
I don't even have my car, so I don't even know. I know I have no gas in my car, so I don't even know what's going to happen when I get to my.
Hopefully, they got gas for you.
I doubt it.
They have gas for you.
They do. I mean,
this yeah, the gas is cheaper here.
Yeah, the gas is here. Like, yeah, we didn't have
issues. I mean, there's one on the way out.
Yeah.
Okay.
The marathon.
Yeah,
the marathon. I was having such a beautiful moment on the balcony, and then Sarah comes, and she's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, girl, I just had a moment. I realized the beach drawing that I was always drawing was this, like, as a kid. And she's like, oh, that's great. And then she's like, there's a state of emergency. And we all need to go get gas. And I was like, what? So that, like, just brought you right back down to earth and reality. And that's kind of where I'm at. But no, those were the two Kunzi Mungu things that I knew about. And that's all that really happened for us, for the most part. This sounds ignorant, but yeah, we're gonna move on to our main topic, which is the Kazo's vacation. How did you know? What did you know?
I was wondering what the topic was.
Right.
Wondering.
That was gonna be fun. You wanted it to be something else, didn't you? You said you. That was a sigh of disappointment.
I want to talk about the struggles in Palestine and Israel.
Do you really?
That's no, not too deep.
Do you really?
Too deep.
Wait, what are you fighting over again? Was it land? Right, land?
Basically, they're ethnically cleansing Palestine, and they've been doing that for years.
Decades.
Yes, decades sounds way like, ugh.
Yeah. And the U.S. is a part of it.
Yeah.
They're funding Israel.
Yeah. They're in support.
Well, the country, right?
The money's Israel's going there. They cut the money off. So by keeping the money there, it's kind of you're supporting them.
Yeah.
They're not like, go Israel. But it's like, I mean, you're paying for the weapons. So.
Yeah. But that's not this week's podcast.
I knew it was land, but I didn't know how much
honestly,
was the fight.
I can do it. Yes, it's a subject that's like incorporation of this trip, right? In this trip that you've taken, or like coming on this trip, or even before this trip, how often were you taking breaks?
Regularly, like every 4 or 5 months.
Is that
that's regular for you?
So you'd
have two trips a year?
Maybe.
I'd have three.
I'd have two big trips and then other little things like, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving and Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But like on a plane using a passport, minimum once, typically twice.
Steph?
I mean, that's a typical consumer, not consumer, sorry.
American standard of vacation.
How many days are you on vacation?
Or how many days are you taking breaks? Like, whether it's, and then how long are your breaks for usually?
I mean, I use all my PTO every year, so.
How much PTO do you get?
I think it's like 3 weeks to like 5 weeks, something like that.
Okay.
So like a month.
Wow.
Okay.
That's nice.
What about you, Steph?
Yeah, I do at least 2 trips a year, I would say.
2 big trips?
Yeah.
What is big trips for you?
Like out the country.
For how long?
A week.
Okay.
Each. Yeah.
Middle.
You're good on, you're good at taking breaks and traveling.
I'm out, guys.
So then what, and then breaks in general, do you take breaks?
I think last year was different because you guys know my situation, came back from Ethiopia and was like, figure out your job situation.
Your life.
You know, living back at home. I took a couple more breaks, even though I feel like I needed way more. Because I needed the space from, like, being back at home and then just, like, breaks from the breaks.
Re-acclimating yourself to this.
Yeah. It was that. So last year was different. I'll say outside of the crazy COVID year, I would take about 2 trips a year and maybe, like, you know, a weekend doing this or that. Just with friends or doing some type of little quick trip. But, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm pretty good with taking breaks. I think I need to take, like, more breaks, like, within the week, though.
Yeah.
Like, those mental breaks, because I think sometimes I can just keep going, especially, like, with my new job right now.
I overwork.
Yes. I definitely overwork, so I need to
I called you out on it. She woke up early in the morning and ended, like, woke up, started working before anybody, and was the last person.
Yeah. Oh, she was always the last person to keep working. And then seeing you work triggered some guilt in me, or guilt and also motivation, because I'm like, oh, she's working. I can and I should be working. Those are the two I
So it was kind of like, stop, get off your computer so everyone can enjoy their time.
Something does look bad. Gosh. Working so hard. We're all here just like, la, la, la.
Keisha, you do not care.
I did not.
You're on the beach every day.
Whether you work or not does not affect
me. But I appreciate
the
support.
Whether you work or not does not affect you.
Fact, that's facts, right? I was on the beach for most of the time. So then to coming on this trip then, right, how has this then put into place how you would want to take breaks in your life? If it's changed or if it's the same?
I mean, I love breaks. I try to push vacations as much as I can. If anything is ever... because I've been to a point where I got sick because of a job, so I'm now, like, super adamant about putting boundaries and, like, if you don't want to give me the time off, I will take the time off however it needs to be done. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, those mental breaks and kind of, like, intentionally being present and doing those things, that's very important. So definitely more breaks all the time.
For me, I've never really taken vacations or breaks. This is like a real first real vacation in a while. But I know moving forward, at least once a month, I'm going somewhere for at least 4 days. And then during the week, just as treats to myself, is just taking like a brain break, like going into nature, doing a physical activity, either kayaking. Still going to Secret Garden or the Pine. Like, there's so many gardens in Miami that you can go to that are really inexpensive, just to be back within nature again. So for sure, like, this week, actually today, I'm just gonna put in like time for myself to just be able to take those things. And then at the end of the month, in the next 3 weeks, just going somewhere far,
you said?
Yeah, far.
The criteria, far.
Type in location, far. Is it distance or hours?
Far.
Wherever.
By bike or by plane?
Far.
Far.
Far from wherever she's currently.
Right. What does that even mean? Just that could be like 30 minutes, that could be 2 minutes.
Far. Far means in the moment.
Yes.
Far. However far she can get. You got it.
Does anybody else want to answer that? We have Febreze walking by with a sandwich.
A very chippy sandwich.
Yeah. It's going to make so much noise.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
He's going to sit try. Here and then he like that. He's like, I toasted this bread.
What about...
It looks good, though.
Anyone else have an answer for that?
Who? I'm still going to take my... First of all, Febreze, like...
What's
that? I'm reading him moving his plate.
Oh, I thought that was a slur.
Me too.
Like,
hey,
it was a slur?
No.
Oh, it was him moving your plate. Right?
Yeah, that's what he's like. I didn't
know. Oh, the chair, okay. Oh, could you imagine?
I'm leaving all of this inside.
He starts off.
I'm not editing anything out.
Perfect. I'm going to continue to take trips.
That's right.
Yep. I'm going to Alaska in 2 weeks.
Hey. Aren't you traveling too? And like, next week.
It's a wedding. So, yeah.
But you made it like a little vacation. Y'all are going to meet up with another cousin. You know, good guy, Greg.
Exactly.
Going to make an appearance.
Yeah. It's
at the wedding?
No.
No, no.
Could you imagine?
We're actually going to find out if they know each other because they grew up in the same town. So, it's kind of weird.
Oh.
So, we're going to see.
It'd Greg and them?
No. The party that Greg is going to?
Yeah.
The engagement party? We're going to see if my cousin knows Greg's friend.
Oh, okay.
Because they both grew up in...
Nah, they probably dated.
Well, it's a woman and a woman.
So, they probably do.
I don't know if he takes anything.
But yeah, we're going to see
that. I don't know what you're saying.
It's on the same weekend, so it's already weird. But yes, I'm going to meet up with Greg. It's going to be another celebration of two families and stuff. But this was a way better vacation than that, because I don't know who it is like that. So
just say your true Keisha self. That's all you
I will.
Have
I
was about to say, I don't know. Keisha doesn't know how to do that. Like,
I know.
Keisha gets really quiet. Like, if she doesn't know, she gets really quiet part. Like, she just stays quiet.
This is easy, though. This is family, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have to be censored around now.
But on this podcast, yes.
So,
I want to tell y'all some truth right now. I want to spit some truth right here. I'm going to drop it.
So, coming from our Haitian roots, taking breaks, was that taught to any of you guys?
No. I don't think so.
Me
like, in different ways.
I think yes for me, because I mean, we had our summer vacations and our winter vacations, and my mom would ship us out. She'd be like, I need a break. So you're going to your dad's, or you're going to spend some time with your aunt, or you're going to go sleep over. And that's when I would mingle with y'all.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Okay, in that way.
We always had breaks.
But only in the summer.
Weekends?
Yeah.
Like if we had a long weekend, it was like.
Whose house are you going to for multiple days? Like Friday night or Saturday. It's like.
Somebody.
Vacations every week.
But with that break, would they explain to you that this is a break, or it's just like you did well or accomplishments or to head for
like
your
a
goals?
Lifestyle. It was like it's Friday, you either stay here and do nothing all weekend
or go hang out
with maybe I knew your mom was super active and you guys were fun. So I would always try to end up at your house and be like, oh, I'm just here. Everyone, we have to go. Everyone, take me too.
Those
and my mom
bags.
Was about it.
Yeah.
Did you guys use the pack secret bags?
No, I didn't.
No,
have to.
I,
that
you
was
guys
Greg.
Did.
That was Greg who did secret bags.
I think my parents had every intention of doing vacations because they got the whole like Wyndham thingy, but we never actually went. We not like.
That's hilarious.
we should have went more often.
We went a lot.
We had the intention of going and like passing it down, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, guys, we went to Disney like maybe twice.
I went to Disney with y'all for the first time. See, just kind of just
exactly.
Yeah, we
so,
had vacations.
Well, I'm thinking like
we did Disney
for us
World.
Though. Like it was a vacation for us. I'm thinking about like
them.
Yeah, like
them.
Or
oh,
even
no.
just
but
teaching
kids.
Like during the school weeks, like your job at that time was school, and they were going to work.
Yeah,
and during that time of school, like was it taught that. You know, there's times to take breaks. There's times to, like, so you're not just, like, always consistently
yes.
going.
Yes, it was after you were done getting that A. After you
oh.
did, after you needed
succeeded.
To do everything. So
yeah.
I remember, this is, like, PTO. We had 10 days of excused absences. I would take 10 days of excused absences during the year. And I would tell my mom, I don't want to go to school. She's like, okay, do you have any tests today? Do you have anything to do? And I was like, no. She's like, okay. And she'd let me stay home. It was kind of like a pact. If you keep bringing good grades...
Mm-hmm.
then do what you need to do. And yeah, my mom will stay in bed till 11, and that's where I get that from. And I'm like, oh God, but it feels so good.
It does.
So I think my mom definitely put rest in my mind, like rest is important,
mm-hmm.
but it was definitely after you like
stress yourself.
Like, yeah, you stressed,
out.
Yeah, you just drained
yourself
to try to.
Mm-hmm.
reach this goal that who really
I don't think I was
here.
Taught anything. I think it was just taught we were just taught like vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's summer, you take a break. It's a long weekend, you take a break. But it was never taught. I don't remember just teaching because one, I wasn't as like active as an A student like that. So I was just like, I'm just gonna do it. It's enough to get by and just like chill. Which is I think still kind of my MO. I'm just like enough to get by, but apparently what I'm doing is a lot. And then just chilling most of the time.
I love your impression. I'm like, someone keeps telling me I'm doing this.
I'm doing
like,
way
I'm
too much. I'm like, it's just a little bit. But I don't know. I think that for me in this trip, it's what I've been doing. Because I've been, like, when I disappear from you guys, I would just would be writing. And it would be more goals of just like, all right, so I'm going to do this amount of work. With this amount of rest, and in between would be what might be my goal settings. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that for me, and I think in past podcasts, we talked about not really having accomplishments to your goals. So if you accomplish something, you like reward yourself in some ways. And we weren't taught, for me, I wasn't taught that. I don't know if you guys were taught that. And especially when it comes to rest or vacationing, like, was that part of your goal setting?
Like as a reward?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it was a reward, but like it was after you killed yourself. Like you just had to.
Mm.
I don't think I got taught. It was more so something you learn at work, or people who've been in the industry or had careers were like, so here's burnout. Here's how you track burnout. Make sure you take your PTO. And like a good boss will tell you, like, now it's time to take a break. Like, you're doing too much. So I don't think I learned that from the parents. It was more so. Summer was break. A 3-day weekend was a break. The weekends was a time to hang out with family. But as a child, I don't think I even got tired. Like if I had breaks, it was I don't think that made sense because I was just an active kid.
You're just looking for
doing
something
stuff.
To do.
Yeah. So I think the goal back then was constant engagement, keep them busy. If I was a tired kid, maybe they would say take a break. But I would be able to do stuff like all the time. Like I'd want an activity all the time. So I learned it probably in my 20s when I became like a manager for the first time. And I was like, oh, PTO, what's that about? So
I think for me, it's just like kind of happened naturally that way where, because I think I started like my main like big traveling going places like twice a year in undergrad, so it was like after exams I would go on a trip. Mm-hmm. Or like even after that, when just working, having a big assignment or a big project to work on.
Hey Bo,
you just press pause.
Right. Yeah, you fell asleep. Oh, you can, if you want to go to sleep, I don't know.
There's the cubby.
Don't apologize. Yeah, you have a right to rest. We're talking about rest right now.
Take your rest.
That was Bo.
He was taking his rest. All right,
continue.
Yeah, and I think going back. Oh, so I took my breaks in undergrad, after exams, things like that, and then. Going when I started working, I usually took breaks after big assignments or big projects. So like I had a job where I had to organize the entire end of the year party and all the activities, and like after that I was like, oh, I need to take a break.
Yeah.
So and it just always lined up with vacation time, so that's what always worked for me.
Yeah.
All right, so my final question is, I want to know what your two jewels was of this trip and your one cuckoo head.
Dried up poop.
That's what a cuckoo head is?
Poop.
She said poop head.
She was trying to think of a
I was thinking of another word.
That was a coal. Bad rocks.
But your jewels, two jewels and one poop.
Two shells, because we're at the beach.
Two shells and one bird.
Two jewels and one poop of this trip.
She said bird shit. I like it. We'll go with that.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, I don't.
Okay, so my poop is the fleas. The sand fleas.
Definitely.
Like, for 2 days, we could not go outside. For 2 days.
That's trash.
And then my jewel was that duck up there.
I didn't go up there enough.
Cause I don't know why none of you came up there. That was amazing.
I heard there were fleas, and I was like, "Not coming up
that."
Here.
Yeah, y'all kept talking about fleas, and I was like, "Let me know when it's safe."
Exactly. Don't come up here.
And the ocean. I got to boogie board.
Someone didn't mute their phone.
Not at all. I got to boogie board and be in the ocean. Oh, and then Eileen came.
Oh, that was such a dream.
Yes.
With Leroy.
Leroy fell asleep in the ocean in mommy's arms.
Aww.
Like, he was just in his little thing and just felt like...
He was like, I'm in the womb again.
He fell right asleep.
And wavy. I guess I had a lot of shells, but two shells would be... Definitely that balcony. Like, I literally fell asleep under the stars. And I was like, I never know. doing yoga there was nice. Mm-hmm. We had our little dance parties. And we were able to, like, see everything. That's where I saw that snake. But we were kind of able to see
bunny.
We saw a bunny. We saw the whole ecosystem this whole trip. Which could be a poo, but I'm not going to use it as my another shell would be just... all of you guys. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy my time with you guys. It's cool that we click so well, and a lot of people see that when they come into this family. They see our bond, and we have our strengths and our weaknesses, and it kind of all fits in a nice little puzzle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's always nice when it all works out. And like when I make those comments like, take pictures, our parents would be so proud, that's like
true.
You know, me being super like, okay, my mom trained me to be this way. Definitely gonna talk to my therapist about it.
Mm-hmm.
My bird poo was having to work during this trip.
Yeah.
That was rough. And I tried, you know, I was very tempted to not. But actually being around you guys made working a lot better.
Same.
So
I agree.
It sucked that I had to work, but it was like just having that energy around me, I knew I could like do work, chill. It's never gonna be a dull time.
Mm-hmm.
So after this, I have to work. That's okay because I had a great time here. Those are my three things.
Mine were the guests dropping in.
Oh, yeah, the cameos.
Reese, Wade, Eileen. Those were great. I think that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. The other shell was, I'd probably say the location, not necessarily because it's by the beach, but like when I typically travel, I will travel to the downtown area of like wherever I'm going and then be surrounded by stuff. So it was nice to just like chill instead of like, oh, there's a bar down the street. Oh, there's like this down the street. Like it was, I think the activities were, you know, well done. It was like lots of chill time in the house, which was not my typical MO. The bird poop. What was the bird poop? I really didn't have much bird poop.
That's really good.
Didn't really have
not
much this, bird
not
poop.
The fleas, not the water.
Well, the fleas got figured out. So I would say, I mean, the day one that sucked, but then I got figured out. You know, I'd probably say the bird poop was the magic mushrooms.
Not working
was the bird poop.
Okay. I feel like they did a little bit, but just not enough for it to be a thing.
That was just, yeah. I was like, how would I react if, I was like, I'd just be really happy. And then it was like,
you had too much expectation.
Yeah, it just didn't.
Instead of just allowing it to be what it was.
Yeah.
Well.
Steph?
Let me start with the bird poop. What is my bird poop? Oh, maybe the stinky water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was terrible.
The first couple days.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about the appraisal in the middle of the day.
Yeah. This
appraisal got $200 for brunch.
Yeah, that one was fun.
Yes,
but it's
still
also
annoying
invasive.
She had to coordinate all of that stuff, did all that coordination.
And it could have just been done at a different time.
I would have said no.
I asked everybody. Anyway.
It's okay.
Julia said I wouldn't have asked.
I wouldn't have asked. I would have like, yes.
And
sorry.
That's why you're not coordinating.
Yeah.
That's true.
It would have just been all Julian activities.
You could have had $200? No.
What you would have got more.
That weird bug that keeps coming in. It's on the bottom behind your elbow. Right elbow.
It looks straight at the ledge.
Yo, that was like a strong ant.
A strong not a strong ant.
On protein.
You gonna kill it?
Smash it.
It's been here a minute.
Leave
well, it didn't bother us, yeah.
Because it started to react when I got close to it.
One of my shells. Oh, Florida Ratchet Night. That was fun.
Yeah.
Let me not call it Ratchet. It's culture. That was fun. And yeah, I think just being here with everybody, just bonding for the whole week was great.
Keisha?
My bird poop was the water, even though I didn't go through it as long as you guys. So it was just
my skin actually came out really wonderful.
I don't like sweating. Like when you splash your face. You're
oh yeah. No, they're putting it in your mouth.
Like, you know,
like,
yeah.
I gag while brushing my teeth.
So, none of it was cool. But I appreciate you guys. You know, struggling through it. You know, through the whole week. That's a y'all thing.
Appreciate that.
That's a y'all thing.
Our shells are actually hanging out with you guys. I haven't done this in a while. You know, this is fun. You know, Christmas and those things got taken away this year. So this is like. A put together trip of all of that.
Christmas.
You know,
Christmas.
We should have done all the holidays.
We should have.
We would have been so tired.
We should have.
It would have been a mess.
So this COVID thing. Every day was
bring
a
tree and everything.
Christmas.
Wow, Thanksgiving and everything all together. All
right. But yeah, and I guess my other show is the beach and this house. I think it's pretty awesome to be able to like come together. So yeah, you guys again. And the beach and the view. So yeah.
I'm glad you have awesome. Two shows and. Bird
pineapple to Edmund up here.
The bird poop would definitely be the water.
Water.
That water wasn't it.
The
bird poop would be the water.
He really doesn't want to be on the podcast.
And my shell would be just getting to spend time with you guys again, you know, after the cabin trip. It was a lot of fun when needed that re-energizing, you know.
I remember
you guys
3 weeks ago you were like, I need a vacation. You were like literally begging. I was like, take a day off, bro. Like this isn't
just do something, please. And you're like, no, I'm going to wait. And I was like, okay.
I had it, but this really was the energy I needed.
Fabrice, are you done?
Yeah. I'd say my bird poop was definitely the amount of time I spent here. I wish I could have been here longer, definitely. One of my shows was just being able to come out on vacation with you guys, because I haven't really been on vacation since I started school, probably. That was like over 2 years. And the COVID kind of messed everything up last year. I had big plans, so just being able to come out here relaxed after passing all my classes, I have a great
We always clap for education. That's Asian culture.
So that's really nice. The other show was activities.
Yeah, jet ski was fun.
Being able to zip line and jet ski.
Jet ski was fun.
Yeah, jet ski was amazing.
So cold.
I forgot to say about the sunrise. I had to.
Sunrises were dope.
Sunrises were amazing. Pat, do you want to say anything?
Oh,
your two shells and you might have bird shit. You might have to come close.
And if you want to be recorded,
we
have to give her the permission, the option. No one else gets an option.
The bird poop was definitely the bites. I've been itching all
week.
The
fleas. Yeah.
So, the shells would have to be the activities for sure, because
wait, you might have the gun range.
Yeah, the gun, like that was the fear I was able to get over.
Special question, but she would.
She would.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
I might have something, but like we're in the middle of recording, so even with your low voice,
I want them to know. I'm
you might sound like my mom. I think that cuts some stuff, and then.
So
the bird poop was the bugs.
Yeah.
For sure, the bug bites. I was itching all week. Even talking about it, I'm itching now. And the activities for sure, because I've never done a jet ski. I've always been afraid. And the gun range for sure.
Gun range is dope.
Yeah. That was a big milestone. Like for 2 years, I've wanted to shoot a gun. So.
I want to do a gun range again. We got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to go with you guys. So.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, thank you guys for taking the time to do this and enjoying this beautiful, lovely 8-day trip. It's a cute way to end it.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
So, all right, AP, that's it.
AP, that's it, y'all.